It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. Laura Loomer, she is known nationally for her incendiary ways, as they say, and she's currently running for Congress in my state of Florida, and she, why that's happening, how it's happening, really disgusts me, but I've also just met her and had some personal time with her where I've discovered there's two Laura Loomers. Which, depends how you look at it. It can be good, can be bad. I'll leave it up to you involving how you feel about that psychologically, though I'll comment a bit about that here down just a little bit down the road here. I've been following her since she started being incendiary, as they say, as it started popping up in the press all over the place. They're doing some ridiculous thing with Donald Trump. When Donald Trump was president, they did New York City did some sort of play, a Shakespearean play, and they used Trump as cutting his head off or something. And so Laura Loomer jumps in there to disrupt it, and they get all upset with her for disrupting it, but don't get upset with the idea that you're chopping off the president's head or something. I understand her motivations, but I understand that in politics it helps to be loud and obnoxious these days, especially where the press is looking for that, especially on the right side, because those are the folks they want to damn and burn alive, tar and feather as best as possible. Laura Loomer has made herself quite a target for such activities, and she deserves a lot of what she's gotten because she has gone way overboard. Because there's ways to handle yourself in politics, and there's ways not to. Except today, where the media has become the anointed media has become such that it's become imperative for many to make an enormous amount of noise and to be able to be seen and found. The reason Trump won, there were 17 candidates and Trump won, was because he was loud, he was boisterous, he was obnoxious, he was a northerner, a Yankee, as some of southerners would call. And it's something I don't like about Donald Trump. I've never liked about Donald Trump or many New Yorkers up that way is being loud and boisterous, bully-like. That's just, those are New Yorkers. There's a reason why New Yorkers have not done well getting in and becoming president of the United States, with obvious exceptions like Teddy Roosevelt. But for example, I know that there were efforts to run Mario Cuomo and various mayors out of New York City. But the problem is they all say things that are tough and rough, and the overall America can't really accept that, those kind of behavior. Oddly enough, Joe Biden really reflects that more centenary way of approaching politics, especially these days as he's gotten, you know, he's really aged badly and he's not doing well at all. He would have been better as president, you know, 20 years ago. I mean, I still would disagree with him, but he would have, or even 10 years ago. But now he's incompetent and incapable. But he has that demeanor that people like, which is basically, I mean, whatever you think I have to refer to who won the election because Biden put his hand on the Bible, and once that's done, it's a done deal. It doesn't matter what all the votes were anymore once that's done. So Biden is president, and he got in that position because of being more calm and having a slower demeanor. The reason why Laura Loomer has not done well as she's ventured into politics is because of that same problem, is that she likes to grandstand for effect, and which she has done many times. During the Broward County, Palm Beach County effort to become to get into Congress, she did a lot of grandstanding, and there's a lot of things she did that were just way, way over bounds. I'm a big fan of Joyce Kaufman, who does a radio program out of WFTL down in that neck of the woods, and she was originally supporting Laura Loomer until Laura Loomer went way too far, and Kaufman decided to drop that. One of the things that came up about it, and I know, golly, people get upset when this is brought up about Loomer, was there was something that came out in which Democrats, Republicans will get out lists of candidates to vote for, encouraging you. This is general election stuff. And so these little lists came out about who to vote for. For some wild reason, the Democrat one, when she was running for Congress, and she was up against someone that does not like me at all, Lois Frankel, and this goes back 30 years, but she was up against Lois Frankel. For some reason, those lists did not have Lois Frankel's name, but had Laura Loomer's name, encouraging Democrats to vote for Laura Loomer. How did those get produced? No one knows. Michael Barnett was charged of the Republican Party that down there at that then and now. And I know Michael, and he definitely would not have done this. He's actually more even keel than many Republicans, and he wouldn't have done that. So who did it? I would have to say I bet Loomer was behind that. Those are the kind of antics she does get involved in. And yes, absolutely positively, Democrats do it all the time. And I somewhat agree that Republicans need to adopt some of the more of the quiet versions of the lies and thievery that Democrats do. I don't say don't lie and don't be thieving, but I think that these handouts were bad. Because they say that they're coming from the Palm Beach County Democrat Party. Those are very bad. That never should have been done. And if Loomer was behind it, or whoever was behind it, was wrong to do it, because I think that kind of deception is horrible. So I understand we need to grandstand a bit, but Loomer goes way too far. All right, so I've just done 7 minutes of that. Let me back up to meeting her a week ago Tuesday. And then I actually saw her yesterday, and I'm going to see her tomorrow. Today is, by the way, April 20th, 2022. I got a chance to talk to her personally. Wow, what a different person. In fact, some of the way she speaks to a crowd has a little bit of a Valley Girl lilt to it. So I expected that talking to her, but it wasn't there. She actually can calm down, can sound coherent, she should be, I think this is how she should be trying to run for office. I'm very much just like what she's doing right now, which is basically, because she lost in Palm Beach and Broward, she basically thought, well, where could I take my antics where I could sell myself and win? And she looked at the villages. So she views villages as I do. They're rather backward. They don't really know what's going on. And if you wave a shiny object, they'll all leap for it. Trump is a perfect example. If you're loud and obnoxious and make a big splash, you're going to get a lot of attention. When I heard she specifically moved from Southeast Florida to Northern Central Florida just to run for office. She has no idea. She was born, by the way, in North Dade County. That's one thing she and I have not talked about. If I actually have any more time to really talk to her, I'd like to ask her about that time in North Miami Beach. But be that as it may, she doesn't know the area at all, and she suddenly wants to represent it. And she's going up against Dan Webster, who I actually worked on his very first campaign back in the late 80s, and I worked on him in the 90s. And I always thought Dan Webster was a bit too, he's actually a lot like Charlie Crist in many ways, so very quiet, and his demeanor is very slow, and he's very careful and cautious, and he's a lawyer, he's pragmatic, he's careful. And I actually like his viewpoints more, because he's too is not 100% with Trump. And that's where the problem lies. You see, Loomer is 100% for Trump and likes that boisterous mentality. And the villages folks will see Trump in Loomer. So thus, Loomer is doing very well. In fact, her polling numbers are very good against Webster. I find that very disconcerting, because she does not know the area. And that is unfortunate. She just sees the villages. The villages is a Well, it's a stain, a drain on our state. It's a lot of people from up north who don't know what the heck's going on. And it's completely surrounded by mostly farms and very southern Florida people in Lake County, Marion County, and Sumter County. Now, oddly enough, those all three of those counties are involved with a seat. Though that there is still some question of that. We're still waiting for our districting map to come out, which I may do another podcast about because I am pretty frustrated about that. This is very, very bad. We're in April. This thing should have been out in January, if not before that, but that's something else. So we're not quite clear how everything will settle there, but whatever happens is Loomer's way, way, way too deep in this now to not run against Webster. So she'll probably, if the borders move, she's going to move to wherever it is. Because almost certainly Webster's seat's going to stay the same as Webster represents, whatever that number is, if it changes. But the thing is that she doesn't have the experience of the area. Webster knows the area. He's been involved. Yes, has he been there too long? Yes. Is he older? Yes. He's 72. My neighbor's 76. My neighbor, who actually was with me yesterday, we went to a DeSantis. I need someone to drive me. It's too early in the morning for me. My hours are in the wee small hours, and this was 8:30 in the morning. Good golly. So he's kind enough to drive me there. Anyway, and that's where I saw Loomer again at this DeSantis event. Okay, and I'll get to that in a minute. But he's 76. And Dan Webster was actually at this event yesterday, and I point out, see how slow he's moving? And I point out to my neighbor, you move much faster than that. So Webster is maybe 72, but he's acting like he's almost 92. He's going very slow. He's speaking very slow. I saw him Tuesday. Again, his demeanor hasn't changed, but the problem with his demeanor always being slow is as he's getting older, it's slowing down again. Oddly enough, a problem that Chris is also having. Your demeanor as you get older will shift to lower levels. The reason why Loomer can keep going at high speed is that people don't seem to realize she's a kid. She's 28. She's 28 and really never experienced real politics. When I was 28, I'd already been involved in politics. And I had so much to learn. By the time I hit, when I get my 30 and early 30s, I learned a lot. She has a lot to learn, and she really needs to do that. She needs to settle down and really learn what's going on. The bombastic stuff is one thing, but it's another thing entirely to actually know. And that basically is what Trump's done, too. He's been bombastic. He's been involved in politics. I mean, he was with the Democrat Party for most all of his life, contributing to it, working for its causes. So he knows politics in that sense, as basically an outsider, and contributing. So he knows the high level ends of the donor set. But the actual working in it was something he never belonged to the Democrat Executive Committee in New York that I'm aware of, nor did he really even involve himself with it. He involved himself with Democrat politics, but not necessarily with the executive committees there, whatever they call it in New York. And that's something I keep bringing up to my Villages friends. You realize that Donald Trump was a Democrat, and not just a Democrat. This guy was heavy-duty liberal all of his life until a few years ago. I know people could change, but I don't just forget that stuff. I can't say this about Loomer. Obviously, as a kid, she's obviously being a Republican at a young age, and as long as she continues with that, she will at least claim that experience, as I can too, as I'm, 37 years in all this. But the interesting thing about yesterday's thing was, again, her being a bit brash at this DeSantis event, talking about what he's calling college reform. I should do a podcast about that. She stood up and asked a question. And, of course, it really wasn't to ask a question. It was to make a point that she's there. She's running for Congress. I loved how DeSantis handled it because he's very good at this. Because often when Loomer does one of her grandstanding, she basically takes over the whole thing. But DeSantis basically took her question. And often Loomer, after she does it, people still remember her an hour later. Not this time. DeSantis took her question, answered it, answered around it, answered sides of it, answered all over it, and completely dominated the stage while she was out in the audience, as I was too. I was kind of across from where she was. So the grandstanding works sometimes, and we'll see. Anyway, I believe she's going to be at an event. She said she's going to be at an event tomorrow. I'll be at, but I am right now supporting Webster. There are other people running this race. I think I've heard all of them. Two others of which also moved up to North Central Florida just to run this race. None of them have any business in this. Even the one, there's fellow born raised in the area. They just don't really understand the area. So I'm still on Webster's side. I don't see myself moving to Loomer until she needs to actually jump out of this, settle down, take 2 years, 5 years, some amount of time, learn, be involved, run for school board. See, I understand her. She's in a quandary. She's been at a high levels of media where people have given her a great deal of attention, and now the idea that she'd drop down to a city council race seems like a step down. No, you know, it is not a bad idea to adjust yourself to reality, as if you feel like you've gone too far and you're out of touch. And I would have to say that she needs to get in touch, not just with how law works, but how communities work and experience it to really understand it. And much as Steven Seagal but here's another guy who's known for a bit of his grandstanding. But Steven Seagal, the actor, if you want to call him that, I admire something he did. It was very interesting. It was a bit of grandstanding in a sense, but it gave him a sense to really understand some things too. And that was, he went and became, I believe, a police officer for a city. That's a huge step down, just so he could experience. It ended up being a reality show, I think, later, but that wasn't his original intent. He wanted that experience. That's what Laura Loomer needs to do. She needs to take a step down, check her ego, and just settle into working local politics and understanding how it works, what they're fighting for. Yes, the village just has no idea what's going on, because the village just still doesn't understand. They're running they live in a community that's so close to communism, basically you put Putin in charge. You'd have the same setup, because the business, the Morse Development business, who runs the villages, runs the newspaper, the television station, the radio station, and the whole community. And they do everything they can to keep the people in the community, never to leave the community. It's almost like a lockdown area. And they don't seem to realize, almost 99% of the people I speak to have no idea that's going on. How do you not know that? How do you move into something like that and not realize it? And on top of that, they have HOA laws, homeowners association laws, that are out of this world crazy town. It's such a controlling, authoritarian mentality through there, and they don't even realize it. That puts their head in the clouds, and someone like a Loomer could take over and win a seat. She may. Her poll numbers are very good. And Webster's, the word has gotten out. Webster's not a Trumper, as I call them. And I like that. Trump is not going to live forever. We got to be prepared and be able to work around. And I mean, Trump may not run in 2024. I don't know. I mean, I don't want anything to happen to him, but he is older. Something could suddenly happen, like happened to comedian Gilbert Gottfried, who has an internal heart issue folks didn't apparently know about, and suddenly he's struck down. So that could happen. Then what do we do in 2024? If everybody, I've stayed before, I was in a Osceola County here in Florida meeting, Republican meeting. A lady comes in, she's wearing a Trump shirt, a Trump hat, a Trump, all this stuff. I just asked her, well, are you still going to be with us, the Republican Party, if Trump isn't around? She could not conceive the idea. That's impossible. He's always going to live. He is omnipresent. He is above all of us. The amount of people who put Trump to God level, especially those who are claiming to be religious, is scary. But it works, and it's working for Trump. But it doesn't work for the Republican Party if he says, I mean, what if he decides, yeah, I've had it with the Republican Party, I'm going back to the Democrats, my original home. I wouldn't be surprised if he did that. But what if he does? Then what do? We need to be beyond that. Now, DeSantis, in a sense, I think that's one reason why we see DeSantis distancing himself from Trump, because he can actually, I mean, that's obvious. If you think at all, it's obvious that Trump dominates too much. Republican Party equals Trump. No. Republican Party equals a set of values that we stand for. Trump is just one of, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands over decades, who have been part of the Republican Party. He's just one part of that. He's not above it or below it. I mean, neither is Reagan, or neither is the Bushes, or Teddy Roosevelt or Lincoln. We're all working toward values, and that's our main goal, whatever those may be. And we don't always agree with those inside either any of these parties, but in this case, we were at least somewhat close enough that we can get the job done, and that should be our goal. Same with the Democrat Party. You got to get the job done. Or if the Communist Party was any worth its salt, they would do it, or Socialists or whoever. But right now, it's Republicans and Democrats, and there's some the Libertarians are slowly, I don't think they'll ever get together. Most of them are split between the two parties. And then, of course, there's the boat of independents that are nothing and can't really do anything. So anyway, that's the state of politics. Does Laura Loomer understand that? I don't think so. I think if I start saying this to her, her eyes would glaze over and she'd fall asleep. She needs to understand this stuff. She needs to understand the inner workings, what parties mean, what they stand for, and that's the most important thing. It's not the person. It's what we stand for. Whatever your party is, that's most important. Oh, my God, to 20 minutes. I'm sorry. I thought this was going to be a real short thing. But you see, so we'll see what happens with Laura Loomer. I have a funny feeling I'm going to do another podcast about her down the road because I do find her very interesting. Again, when I met with her and we talked, she's a very... She can be a very quiet, discerning individual, I think. I don't know how smart she is. We talked a little bit, but she's certainly aware of what she's doing and very cognizant of whatever's around her and tends to get a bit nervous when there's nobody around because she wants people. She wants that little, she's been seduced a bit to the stage stuff. I get it. I do performing. So I understand what that's like. The thing of the grease paint, the roar of the crowd. I get it, but that's not what politics is about. And I'm not sure if that's what Laura Loomer is about. It appears it is. Just talking to her, she's not clued in on that. She needs to. She needs to take about 3-5 years off, really get involved in actual politics, understand how things work, to herself, she needs to understand what her values are to make sure they align with whatever party it is, and then run for office. Not just Loomer, but Trump should have done the same thing. Because I don't know where the heck Trump is. I mean, he talks a good game, then he does something else. And he's been a Democrat most of all of his life, and then he's a Republican, and then and then he starts against the Republicans, and it's just they're candidates that he's a mess, and I don't know what to do about all of that. If he's the as a Republican, if he's running, if he's the main guy in 2024, I'll be certainly try. We need to get him as president, but I think he too needs to sit down and really understand and learn how things law works, how the laws work, how they work for the people, and how best to represent the people. I'm pretty certain he does not actually understand that. I'm not clear if Loomer, I don't think Loomer does either. And Loomer's a kid, though, and that she has an excuse. She's a kid. Trump's been around the block enough. He should know better. But people don't know better, and so we may have him back as president, and we may have Loomer back as become a congressperson. That is going to be scary because she does not know the inner workings, which means that she will be drawn in by special interest instantly. I mean, it's going to happen. She'll just immediately get caught up in it, and she probably won't even know it's happening because she's so busy trying to grandstand, doesn't understand how the inner workings do. Those are the perfect people that they basically the special interests lie in wait for because they have to bend into them because they don't know what else to do. The party can try to guide her, but she's not going to. Anyway, you see where I'm going there. All right. Wow. Look how long this is. I had no idea I was going to go on and on and on about Laura Loomer like this. All right. She's an interesting person. I think there's two Laura Loomers, one who's the grandstander and another one who's actually a bit more meek and mellow. And I think she needs to lean into the meek and mellow and slow down, maybe get married, have some children, and really experience life. And then she'll have a much better grasp of what she's dealing with. And again, learning the law, get involved with, run for city council, even a HOA group, since she's in it. I'm not clear exactly if she's living in the villages. I don't know where she's actually living. But if she's in the villages, join an HOA and try to, then you want to get real upset. Golly. All right, this is Rob's Right with a long, long one here. I think this may be the longest I've done about, and I thought this was going to be 4 or 5 minutes tops. Well, surprise, surprise. All right, Rob's Right podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you've listened this long, thank you very, very much. And I will talk to y'all somewhere down the road here. Have fun, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
It's all right. It's okay. Doesn't really matter.